"Our mighty mother," Buck Mulligan said. He turned abruptly, his gray, searching eyes from the sea to Stefan's face. "The aunt thinks you killed your mother," he said. "That's why she won't let me have anything to do with you."
"Someone killed her," Stefan said gloomily.
"You could have knelt down, damn it, Kinch, when your dying mother asked you," Buck Mulligan said. "I'm Hyperborean as much as you, but to think of your mother begging you with her last breath to kneel down and pray for her, and you refused. There's something sinister in you."
He broke off and lathered again lightly his farther cheek. A tolerant smile curled his lips. "But a lovely mummer," he murmured to himself. "Kinch, the loveliest mummer of them all."
He shaved evenly and with care and silence seriously. Stefan, an elbow rested on the jagged granite, leaned his palm against his brow and gazed at the fraying edge of his shiny black coat sleeve. Pain that was not yet the pain of love fretted his heart. Silently, in a dream, she had come to him after her death, her wasted body within its loose brown grave clothes giving off an odor of wax and rosewood, her breath that had bent upon him, mute, reproachful, a faint odor of wetted ashes. Across the threadbare cuffage, he saw the sea hailed as a great sweet mother by the well-fed voice beside him. The ring of bay and skyline held a dull green mass of liquid. A bowl of white china had stood beside her deathbed.